We are the Lampions, cutting and chopping the meat. We are the Lampions, cutting the chicken and sheep. We are the Lampions, cutting and chopping the meat. We are the Lampions, cutting and chopping the meat.
Makes it out to be something different than it is.
Lower prices. I'm all for it.
Anyway, so if you can get three fingers in, or she can get three fingers in, you're still considered a good... Holy shit! Smokies and Brats, what the fuck are you still doing here? Well, fucky lucky you. The Lampions is back and you just in time for a new episode. Forgot who we were, huh? That's okay, we did too. The Lampions are a collective of retail meat cutters and fabricators. We talk meat, get sidetracked, talk shop, go off the rails, and generally all around hate on douchebags. Need more? We even sing.
Oh, we have a good example.
Oh, yeah, hey, we've got some wonderful examples today. Today's collective includes myself, Cookie. I'm joined by...
Ham.
Ham's here.
Mumbles is here.
From the back.
King B's here.
And of course, we have Carl making sure everything's holding
Fuck
down the fort.
Fuck you,
Carl. God, he looks good today. He looks really good today.
God, I hate Carl. I hate having to look at his handsome ass.
I know. Well, it's just.
Every time I do laundry.
He's just. I don't know. It's the package that gets me. I notice you've got his package covered up now, too. Is there a little envy going on there?
Carl likes
I don't want to talk about Carl's package.
We can leave it. We can table it, but I'd rather bedroom it.
He likes the Kit Kat. You know what that is?
Four fingers. I watched it too. Well, today's episode is brought to you by Hog Chow Dog Bits for Cats. We're not sure either. We had meat, equipment, and labor. Do your part and buy some, consumer, and Evco Endeavor. So, it's been a while since we've been here, so I just thought we should give maybe a brief explanation where we were.
Yeah, we got a half-assed producer that accidentally records shitty podcasts the wrong way. Yeah, we did two podcasts during the... What was the last one we published? What was that, December?
Yeah, it was before the new year.
Okay,
for sure.
So we recorded two more podcasts at the end of the year that I was going to kind of spread out during this, like, because we always have trouble in January recording. And when I went to actually produce them, they just weren't there, basically. So we recorded them the wrong way.
So we had two lost episodes
It was two lost episodes.
Which is kind of cool.
And we'll try to think of, over the next couple of months, some of the stuff that we did in those podcasts. And
yeah, we've got a loose record of some of it. I just have to dig through the archives is all. And, well, then the scheduling has been a bit of a nightmare,
but
too.
Yeah, so we
vacations
made it a good 3 months without a podcast.
My truck not working, so. But we're back now.
I know one of them I got hammered on. Oh, wait, that was all of them.
Well, you got really drunk in one of the episodes.
Really
it was pretty funny.
I had to sit here for a couple hours.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're like, are you ready to go home yet? I had to take my daughter to the thing.
Oh, yeah, I had to take her swimming. Yeah. I was probably sober, just like, Nils, I have to drive somewhere now.
I had to go to McDonald's for a little while after that.
Good old McDonald's.
Yeah, I hit there twice on the way home.
Good for you. Well, that's actually
pretty impressive.
That's actually a pretty good segue into what I wanted to talk about right away today to kick off. I want to talk about meat weapons. We talked about this, like, I've talked about it with, I think, each one of us have kind of talked about it, but never all sat down and really talked about. We have amazing assortment of weapons, and I'm not including the knives on this. No, like,
you gotta be more creative.
Yeah, there are some wonderful, like, things that you could use for self-defense or offensive violence against somebody if worse came to worse in the meat department, as well as the seafood department, too.
Right.
And
what we should do is have everybody say what the first thing they can think of that would be the most effective weapon against an intruder in the meat department that is food related to start out with, don't you think?
Are we going strictly meat or can seafood be?
In the department. Oh, no, fuck you. You don't get to use no seafood.
Okay.
No, not that way. No.
Okay.
So it's something that's like, are we considering like an emergency situation?
Yeah.
Like we all have
yeah.
to do here?
Like,
but
like,
you don't have to take it so seriously that like you couldn't just like reach for the freezer backstock or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can, you know, you
anything
got...
Anything that's readily available.
It's a John McClane situation. Yeah. You've climbed out of the air vent. Terrorists have the whole store under wraps right now. And now you've fallen down into the meat department. You can go around and get whatever you need to launch your assault.
I thought the honing steel would make a great weapon.
Doesn't
have to be food related. Whatever.
Yeah, no. That's fine.
That sounds good.
Like a pork loin, and you smack something against across the face.
That's a good one. My first thing. Yeah, in. My first thing is I go right to the saw blades. I put on my gloves
and I swing the saw blades.
Yep, just swinging the saw blade, the bandsaw blade.
I'm way more creative. I'm going straight for frozen meatball bags and fucking frozen chicken breast bags. Because those things will knock a motherfucker out if you get that thing going hard enough. Just like, boom, I don't know what it was. What were we talking about lately? Is like a meat weapon that could be catapulted that would just like destroy people.
Cornish game hen is a really good one to throw at people, that's for sure. I'm pretty sure it was the oxtail that we were talking about. Because when we pulled it out, we were...
It was the bone-in pork chops. Remember, I was talking about how like you could just slap people with the packages of the bone-in pork chops because of those teeny lips that just like chop. Like I've cut myself all the way across my hand before with those nasty things. Like you just smack people.
The other thing I do is we chine off that bone. I would take that because that's got a nice little bit of floppiness to it, so you can get a good like a good crack with that. Oh yeah, that thing would hurt like hell. Mumbles, you're mumbly silent. What would you take?
He was giggling.
You know, I think I'd get even more creative. I think I'd take off a broomstick handle, tie a knife on it, and use it like a javelin.
I don't mind that at all. That's amazing.
Attach the batteries to it.
But still, fuck them up.
What I really wish would happen is we'd have the perfectly dull saw blade. You turn the saw blade the right direction and just start shooting those bones. Like, boom, boom, boom. Because, I mean, that's like a bullet.
Oh,
like, you could, like, cut somebody's leg. You could kill somebody with a bone coming off of a saw. That is one of the few ways you really could, like...
Another one I'd go for is I'd take a frozen turkey drumstick in each hand as a club, like for sure. Yeah. Like that would be another great one that I would go for. Is
one
just
of those huge femur bones. Is cut
femur bone. That's a good one. That's a great one right there too. What? Oh, I see.
I'm trying to be a producer here without getting in the way.
I get it. Anywho's, I also would go for short rib. Like I feel like I'd take a short rib and I would just cut the bone. Oh, that's an even more interesting idea. You could actually like take the threader and then thread the twine through it, and then
it wasn't the bone in pork chops. It was the flanking ribs. That was what we were saying.
Was it the flanking?
Like, yeah, because we were like, dude, these like flanking ribs, you can just like, whip it onto somebody's hand and go like that. It'll just like it's like a fucking knife.
Oh yeah,
that's what it was. It was the flanking ribs.
And any if there's ever any exposed skin, I gotta go with anything wet and sloppy because that's gonna hurt. Like that's just gonna hurt. Like imagine slapping a guy across the cheek with a pork loin, like a boneless pork loin, like
365 chicken.
Like that's just insulting, is what it is.
If we ever like have our own Lampion's metal band that's like just like a mock band that we decide to have, they should be called like Meat Daggers or something. Like
I like that. That's good.
I'm getting some pasture raised spare ribs, fucking twine those on my arm.
You know, I love how this is becoming basically like we're dressing like meat samurais. Yeah. We're taking Lady Gaga's meat dress and turning it into armor, and then just.
I'm still thinking about projectiles and things that I can just like whip.
Well, that's the other thing we talked about. That's the other thing Dan and I always talked about. That is we talked about putting nails in the sausage and then like aiming the sausage stuffer out and getting the pressure on it because sausage stuffers are dangerous even without anything dangerous in the sausage. We've all seen people embed. You've seen people. In bed sausage under your hand.
Blueberries, big ones.
There you go. That would be awesome. I would go for that.
Oh, that's great.
And then oxtail for sure for me. Actually, oxtail would definitely be one because oxtail is naturally meant to be held. You can hold on to that bottom part, and the top's like a big old blunt club, and it's going to stay together. On the opposite end, the reason that I always think of it is because I would always, for me, it's the seafood side. We have these big, giant, frozen halibut sides that basically hold like a giant frozen meat axe. And that would actually be the first thing I would go for is I'd just grab that halibut and pretty much run around like an elite from Halo. Just like slapping and whacking people left and right. That shit would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think that pretty effectively covers that. All right.
Meat weapons.
Come
back to that. That could be like a continuing segment on our podcast if we ever make another one.
All right. Do we want to talk about hams or do we want to do something silly?
Let's do something silly first.
Okay.
We don't need to go right into the topic of the week.
All right. Well, just follow me on this then, guys. We were talking about this a while ago, like young guy, like old, like, you know, we've all been the young guy with the old meat guy giving you, like, you know, tips and shit like that. So we decided to come up with some awesome meat mantras. So I don't know if you guys have your own little meat mantras that you use that are kind of silly and fucked up, but I kind of wrote something that's kind of along the lines of like an old meat guy giving a young guy like the business. So feel free to chime in as you will. And add your own wisdom to this. But this is kind of what it's like being a new meat guy, like in a meat department when you actually have an old cutter. So here you go.
I think that's funny.
Look here, Dippy. You've been fucking around with your knife for about a year now, and I think you're ready for your first case all by yourself. Me and the other old fucks want to pull you aside and review and bestow all the gained knowledge that you have received as a meat cutter. God damn it, Mavis! I said hold down the counter for 3 fucking minutes! 3 lousy minutes! Jesus, what the hell is wrong with you? What? No go! Not till Tuesday! Okay, now then, Skippy, let's begin. I will read from the sacred text, Salty Richards, be meatist, not elitist. The boys will add in the lessons not covered in the book as we go. Now, the Holy Book of Counterintelligence states, number one, of course, the heat of the meat will always be equivalent to the angle of the dangle. That's important. Number two, if you keep playing with your loins, they'll never stay tender. Fancy chefs will always kill the mood. I'm helping a customer will get you out of 80% of your day. Never ever commingle cock and retail meat. They are to remain ever separate. The meatist code. If you don't keep your hose coiled and cleaned, it may get dinged. Beef tenderloin. Peer pressure is real. Be true to your school. No, my child, she wasn't flirting. She honestly wanted a brat. Potato is meat. And finally, from the book of texts, the day sets the night so the night can set the day. Don't ever fucking forget that, or I will slap you across the face with a mesh cut glove so goddamn hard it will look like you walked into a bug zapper. Anything else, boys? Sounds good, Skippy. You're on your way. Get out there, cut some meat, and make sure that you remember the old ladies like it when you tell them they're pretty.
Thanks, boss!
There you go. Some holy lessons from the meat book that we have been taught over the years.
You were told me about this months ago.
Yeah,
I know. I didn't know what you meant. It was great, man.
Anyway, but we'll probably add to that in the future because I know
we're going to smock talk.
No, we do have that too, but I don't have much for that because honestly, it was more of just name was awesome.
Yeah, because that's the coolest name we've ever had for a.
Well, let's just get into that right now. So
we don't even know what it is.
One more thing. Dan used to always say, DP, excuse me, used to always say the pile high wipes fly thing. I got to Maple Grove, and I said that to an old dude named Bob. And he's like, pile high, watch it dry.
Why didn't we do it all, man? That was the
that is insane. That is good. That is good. I like that.
The pilot high watch it fly thing really reminds me of like the go big go home, like I like to like watch football and like play with myself, and you know it's just like it's a, like this machoism to it that's just bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. I always felt like the better just have a tighter case.
Pilot high watch it dry.
That's fucking
the most ingenious shit I've heard all day.
there's some.
Bob, he was generally an old meat guy.
DP will correct me on the actual saying when he hears it. But there's also a legendary meat cutter in Minnesota that used to talk about the magic box and the meat box turns gray meat red magic. So you put gray meat in, comes out red. Magic meat box.
Sing that in a song too.
Yeah, I think so it's something that most of us that knew the dude from that cutting era, yeah. Like I've heard it before too. It's a great thing. Cedar Blade was hilarious.
We gotta get Chuck Grant recorded, dude.
Yeah, no, I mean, all we got is that YouTube bullshit. I mean, that you remember when I called Dan's bullshit when he said he'd be here? He was like, oh, Tuesdays works for me. And I'm like, bullshit to the first X. Congratulations on the second one. Thank you very much, because you're not going to be here. And you're not, you fucking bastard. But I am very happy for you for being nicotine-free for a whole year.
Yeah, congratulations.
I didn't know that you would quit that long ago. So that's that actually right aligned with you. The last time you came to the podcast, so maybe you didn't feel comfortable being around us anymore after you quit the nicotine.
I just figure, like, the best, like, it's just got to be nice to not have the mistake of drinking from a dew bottle full of chaw. I mean, I've done it. I drank his chaw before because I was I did it at our old shop a long time ago.
Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
Yep.
It was not Dr. Pepper. I'll tell you that.
We don't need it. I mean, I've seen so many people drink out of other people's chaw things in college because I had a couple buddies that did the chew. And they used Coke bottles, and I like Coca-Cola, so I just knew right away. I was like, I don't hang out with you guys when you're in your chew mode. Like, we'll go. Like, so when we played video games together, they just wouldn't stay very long because they couldn't chew. It was pretty funny. But anyway, what I was about to talk about Old Cutters. So I interviewed that dude that I pre-screened him the other day. Dude is the creepiest shit ever. The guy grew up in Oregon, and his family moved to Seattle.
Wow.
He's going to be out of town for 10 days, so we can't interview him for 10 days. But he was just like, and he was like so nervous on the phone, it was almost pathetic. Like, but it's okay. Like, he really wanted the job very bad. Like, he hadn't done an interview in probably, 12 years.
Sure, back on the horse.
Yeah, so this dude that this old cutter that used to work at the sewer co-op wants to take our, part-time job. And he's got, my brother's name and my wife, just on paper. So it's really creepy. But it's like, are you going to hold that against him? No, of course not. It's fucking weird.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hold it against him. I'm just going to look at him funny all the time and probably walk away.
Well,
he Googled you before, didn't
he? Yeah, he's like a secret stalker.
He's got a Seattle phone number, so it's not like he took it. Wow. That would be really taking it to the next level.
That's just a small world, dude.
That's funny shit.
What is that old joke from Stephen Wright? It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it.
But you're going to like him a lot, man. He had a lot of good shit to say about customer service and meat cutting. All he asked was am I a meat cutter?
I like him already.
Is this a cutting position or a counter position? I'm just like, it doesn't, there's no difference.
It's the same.
If you want to cut, you get to cut.
Yep, that's how it works.
So he seemed like he was dumb.
Yeah, that could be great. That could be really great. I look forward to meeting him.
We still have to wait 10 days to interview him, which is just annoying as crap, but it's real typical for us.
Not until the end of August?
Not until the end of August.
Or are they going to wait until they get their RSU?
Who's looking for a job?
Calvin.
I would take that kid in a heartbeat if I knew he would be there. Dead. Yeah.
Has he got to move back in with his parents because of his health issues?
No, he's saving for a house.
Well, that's smart.
Was he got a girl? Yeah. Good for him. But he's a catch.
He's a silly kid. I don't like that kid.
Cracks me up. Fucking bitch-ass Tigers and Silverados.
The RZA from the Wu-Tang for this official Wu-Tang.
Was that what that is?
Oh, yeah.
It's 100%
organic.
Ooh. It tastes like shit. I just bought them because it was funny.
Yeah, because it's Wu-Tang. Why not?
But that's all I got, so that's what we're using.
Well, should we talk about hams?
Yeah.
All right. So, Easter's...
Dude, every time you said it, I can think about the fucking sandwich shop.
That reminds me. If you're looking for the best Cherry Coke since Hams, you got to bring yourself to Checker. Checker's all syrup again now.
Oh, goody.
So
I don't know where that is, but I'll find one.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Open?
There's a Checker that's right by my house. It's over off of 94 in Brooklyn Center.
West St. Paul.
Yeah, this one you got to wait for a long time to get the food, but it's good stuff.
Gone to that Portillo's, though, by you, right? And
Woodbury? Did you get the mozzarella sticks now? Dude, they're cheap. It's like six sticks for $2.99. Like, dude, they're awesome. Like, they use the garlic batter on that shit. So it's fucking good shit, man.
I went to Portillo's one time.
What do you think?
The extra.
Everybody says it's so good.
One. It was okay. Yeah. So I like the peppers. The peppers are pretty good.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand. Everybody's making them. It's like a hot dog place, right?
Well, they have Italian beef.
Yeah, but everybody's acting like it's upscale, and it's
No, it's not upscale.
But everybody.
It reminds me of like
it's like the Wheatery. Well, yeah,
I don't mean upscale. I just mean everybody's treating it like, you remember when Krispy Kreme came to town, how everybody made such a big, you know, freaking deal about it. It's like the same thing with the Portillo's. Like when Krispy Kreme came to town, people acted like fucking Krispy Kreme was like, people acted like Krispy Kreme was like an exotic luxury donut. No, Portillo's is from Chicago.
Well, not Portillo's. I thought Krispy Kreme.
No, Krispy Kreme is from Krispy Kreme's on the West Coast. It came from the West Coast, I believe. Dunkin' Donuts came from the East Coast. Krispy Kreme comes from the West Coast. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay, now there are lines.
The first
cream I had when I first got here, it was brought to me, like shipped.
We waited one year, and we drove out at 12 at night and waited for the on light to go on.
Can we have a donut episode?
We should.
I don't see how we can't.
Yeah, we probably should.
Because we keep talking about donuts.
Yeah, it's going to go all day long.
But hams.
Right down there.
Yeah, hams. So Easter's around corner.
Even the one a little further down, Mellow Glaze, is good too.
There's one in St. Paul. Cake donut. What's it called? Oh, it doesn't matter. It's fucking
good.
Yeah,
I know.
Murphy's is delicious in St. Paul.
Yeah, we'll do.
It's a little Irish bakery. It's on Randolph.
Oh, yeah.
This is amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah, who couldn't? Well, we'll talk about that next time. We'll talk about the hams today since we're just about to hit the old Easter bunny season.
When the hell is Easter? Is that a couple weeks away?
It's like 21st or something like that. So it's coming. It's coming quick. So basically, there's like a couple things that we kind of want to touch on. Number one, I think the one thing that we all want to talk about is the difference between a real ham versus a pressed ham and what a pressed ham is for those that don't understand. Anyone want to take that one?
Brisket. I mean, I could talk about it since my name's fucking ham.
Yeah, why not?
So there's these things called pressed ham. They use like some sort of weird meat glue. I don't know if it's just like beef gelatin or whatever. They take this floppy thing and smoosh it back together.
Well, it's all just scraps.
Glue it, and then they wrap it with some sort of edible liner and smoke it, I guess. I don't really know.
Yeah, it's almost like ground.
It's not quite like a coarse grind because it's like,
It's like the texture of a chicken nugget.
Yeah, it is literally like the a lot of the stuff that they've like scraped off the bones and stuff like that.
Chopped ham, which is like even more just like random bits of
stuff. I feel like chopped ham is definitely more of a grind. Yeah. But I feel like chopped ham also doesn't get chopped ham. I don't think it's the same binding agent because I feel like chopped ham tends to like fall apart a little bit more like pâté. Whereas the pressed ham, you can actually cut it and slice it. Like, pressed ham is usually what you get when you get, like, deli ham. Like, when you go and get, like, a package of, like, Oscar Mayer ham. That's pressed ham. Like, you can always... Yeah.
Chew on for days.
Well, like, usually you can tell the difference because you'll see something called, like, on-the-bone ham. And, like, you know you're getting a non-pressed ham when you can actually look at your ham and see grain running in the ham. But like if you cut it open and it looks like, you know, you can see a little dots of, you know, fat here and there, and you have like kind of like a darker little bits and some lighter bits, that's how you can tell you got, you know, a pressed ham. That being said, I like pressed ham.
At our store, when Neil still worked for me, we had this awesome little product that we'd bring in that was this perfect little ham steak that was not pressed. It was the only ham we had in the whole place that was like a real piece of ham.
That's right.
And Bill Padovano would like come in and just like look at it. He was like the only dude that was with Whole Foods still in any capacity that like actually knew his ass from his head. And he looks there and he goes, "This is the only good piece of fucking ham in the store." Mm-hmm. And they went and took it and turned it into a Black Forest ham chunk.
Yep.
Which is just a chunk of the Black Forest ham.
Is that how that came?
Yeah.
To be?
Not want to, yeah, no, they just switched it one day.
I didn't know that's how that...
They didn't talk about it. They didn't say... It just one day it just went from like, this is what you get when you place the order in that
steak. I wondered about that. Ham steak to Black Forest ham.
And it took me a while to figure it out. At first I was just like, oh, well, that's new. Okay, whatever. And then I'm like, oh, shit. Like, now they don't sell the Black Forest ham in the deli. So this is like how they fucking dealt with it. They just pack it into these chunks and force all these like big volume teams. Oh, we do too. We sell like 3 cases.
Actually, so we can't even keep it in stock. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep.
But then, the real ham, which we sell mostly, almost exclusively, are half hams. It's just a ham, which is a leg of pork, the rear leg of pork.
Always the rear leg, front leg is for pulled pork. Well,
and they don't really do anything to it except for brine it and smoke it and ham.
The brining part is very important. That's part of what gives ham that signature color and texture and kind of that flavor. Like, I think you'll, a lot of people say that they can't tell the difference between smoked turkey and smoked ham because they both, that brine is very intense. And I mean, there's a difference. I mean, everything. Yeah, but texture. Yeah, I mean, like, you'll notice the smoked turkey always comes out pink, and a lot of the time it's because of that same brine. I think the most important difference between the two is that pressed ham always has water added, and your bone-in ham is whatever natural juices are in it.
Because they got to fill in the
Yep, they got to fill the gaps in.
Yeah. Well, other types of ham too. There's the ham shoulder, just baked down there.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the shoulder ham. I feel like they there's too much work in trimming. Like, you get a shoulder ham, and I don't know, they're good, but I don't like the fineness of the grain.
Yeah.
Part of why I like a nice ham is that I love the bottom round, and I love the knuckle. On a bone-in real ham. Like, those are my favorite because they have those nice deep grains, and I feel like when you get a shoulder ham, it's just like you're eating like a rubbery pulled pork. Like, the pork, you know what I mean? Like, it's not bad. It's just not, it's not for me.
I don't know, what do the Cajuns do with that shoulder ham? They fry it? They add it to stuff?
Oh, it's for all sorts of stuff. So I like to...
what's the name of that, anyways?
Isn't it,
what did I forget? Why did I forget the name of that?
Not,
the ham.
All I can think of is terrible.
Tasso.
Thank you.
It's like, I use it with rice a lot. I use it with beans and rice more than anything, and vegetables and rice.
Ingredient in other dishes.
Yeah.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, a pork pastrami. You know what I mean? Like, it just... And that just doesn't work for me, I guess.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it does sound kind of good now that I say that.
Fuck.
God damn it. The other,
pork brisket was
spicy, too, isn't it?
It's got a, like, it depends on who makes it, I suppose. Yeah. But yeah, usually it's got a little heat
to
it.
It's spicy.
We used to carry it.
Well, I didn't think.
It's covered in paprika, so it's going to be spicy.
Yeah, I remember when we carried it out, we opened it up, and I was really excited, and then I did not like it at all.
It's unique.
Like,
it's an acquired taste. You got that.
Yep. I tend to shy away from the Cajun stuff because I don't like anise. So I tend to a lot of the Cajun stuff usually is pretty heavy with the anise. I love anise. Anise is a little different, though. I don't mind the taste of a steamy, sour shithole, but I mean, if we're talking about black licorice, I would just assume lick a hog ass.
Sorry, anise.
Jesus Christ. The other thing, too, that I don't know if we've ever talked about this as a group, and this is kind of something I'm curious about, is that we made such a big deal when DP and I were at our small butcher shop. Everything revolves around two types of ham. The ham and the double smoked ham. And people get so crazy over, like, oh, it's got to be the double smoked. Oh, are you kidding me? It ruins the ham. It's too smoky. I could honest to God tell you, I've never been able to tell the difference between a double smoked ham and a regular ham. And I'm wondering if anybody feels strongly about that. Or
I think it's just, for me, it's the same as, like, the industry standard for bacon, which is not smoked pork belly, but, like, smoke flavoring added.
Right.
I feel like there's a lot of ham out there that is not actually smoked.
Sure.
And it just has smoke flavoring added. So if you compare that to any actual smoked ham, it's going to taste way different. Now, if you take a smoked ham, compare it to a double smoked ham, I bet you could tell the difference, but it's probably not that much.
Would you say it would be more akin to, like, an average person not being able to tell the difference between grass-fed beef and regular versus us?
Well, double
smoked
ham is going to be a lot drier than a single smoked ham. So, like, for me, I like moist ham. I've had double smoked ham before that was absolutely delicious in flavor, but way too jerky-like.
I kind of like my ham dry.
But I don't know.
I do like the dry ham.
I wonder if it's sort of like...
They might just be bullshitting and, like, part-cooking it, and then...
It could
finishing be, it off.
Well,
so they're basically smoking the damn ham.
Here's my thought on it. And it's sort of how we used to get that Debeka bacon. And what that was is they added smoke flavoring and then they smoked it.
Right.
And I wonder if that's what they're saying when they say
double smoked. It's getting the double treatment.
Because,
like, I would say they looked absolutely no different in color. I would say juiciness wise they were probably exactly the same.
Well, that's the way where they can market it better and sell more.
Well, that's kind of the way I felt about it. But it's funny because, like, but again, just like with a grass-fed customer, you people come in and just swear to God, oh my God, the double smoke, you can taste it. It's so strong. It's like, I don't know if it's because I'm a smoker or if I'm really that ignorant or where the hell it's coming from, but I don't. The only time I've ever had anything double smoked that was, like, amazingly off the charts was a double smoked summer sausage. That it had a very deep smokiness, and that I'm positive was because they added a bunch of liquid smoke into the mix.
So that's gotta be it. I mean, we could look it up and find out for sure, but I don't really feel like it.
No.
I've double smoked ribs before, where I smoked them, ate half the ribs,
took the leftovers, reheated them by smoking them again.
See, now that's amazing. That's the other thing that I question, because the way that I'm no expert smoker by any means, but I was always told that you have to add your wood smoke at the beginning, because if you get any smoke on at the end of the cooking, it makes it bitter. Like the wood smoke.
Not if you mop it. I mean, I know what you mean. Like, there can be some bitterness from the smoke itself, specifically with like poultry. Smoking chicken is challenging. You gotta, if you get it too smoky, that chicken skin is completely inedible.
Yeah.
Which I don't really. But there are ways around that, I think, with
mothers. I have still yet to eat like something that I felt was too smoky.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's not about too smoky. It's that the smoke becomes bitter, is what they were. It was what I was reading about. Yeah. It was that, like,
I think a lot of people get a lot of lighter fluid on their food.
Yeah, that's for sure. I know, and I struggled with that when I
problems that is like, I don't know.
I
think back to what Elton Brown said about smoking. It's not necessarily the visible smoke that is actually imparting flavor.
Right.
There's an invisible smoke.
Sure.
So you know, it's not a lot about that, but maybe it's the visible smoke. If you get too much of that, you're gonna get some sort of shitty flavor.
Yeah. That's kind of like
I smoked the crap out of some chicken wings and some chicken thighs, and I've never had one that I felt like was like. I just get pissed when it's not crisp.
Yeah.
That's the only thing for me. Like, which, and you can to properly smoke chicken wings. You don't have to go all out, but you can, you know? Like, so sometimes I like to give them, like, a four-hour smoke just to get, like, more flavor in there. But sometimes it's kind of risky because you don't get that, like, hard heat to...
Right, and they get a little bit of blood.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, it's not even that. I just, like, it's just not as satisfying when you don't get that crunch. Like, you know, it can be, like, a perfectly cooked wing, but it's just there's something about it, like, where it's like, man, I'd rather put these in the oven and, like, get them crisp than, like, not have them crisp.
That's the thing. There are people out there who can't stand chicken that's not, like, fucking over, like, just fucking,
cooked. Yeah, no, I feel like my wife's one of those people. Yeah. She really wants, like, dry chicken. Like, she does not want to eat, like, chicken that's moist. And I like moist chicken.
It's become stronger and stronger with each passing year. Like, I used to make fun of my former father-in-law because, like, you literally would just set it on fire for, like, 6 hours and, like, he would hit it with a hammer to break it into pieces and then suck on it until it would like fall apart in his mouth. That's how dry he liked it. And I'm and I used to laugh at that, but I'm getting that way. But the funny, like, I still want my thighs moist, but like when it comes to my chicken breast, I definitely like that dry. I do not like a moist chicken breast. I like my chicken breast dry. I want a thigh moist. I want my drumstick. I want my wings moist, but I want my breast dry as like a martini. You know what I mean?
It's not my thing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about. It's the texture that I like. I enjoy sitting there chewing.
Exterior.
That's the most important part, though.
The only thing I care about with my chicken.
Like, I hate it. There's like this pizza buffet I go to that drives me nuts because they have these chicken wings where they're in the steam well, right? And it looks like they've been like cooked in a crock pot and dumped in a steam pan. And it just cracks me up because you grab it and all of the meat falls out and you end up with two bones. And it's just like there's no crunch. And I feel like it's a waste of a wing. The flavor is fine, but I want the crunch. If it's going to be a wing, I got to have a crunch.
You ever heard chicken wings from Domino's?
Not in years.
They're kind of like steamed, so the meat comes off the bone really well. But
they got good sauce, like if I recall.
The sauce is pretty good, but it's like worse, you know. Yeah, no alternative.
I hate Domino's. I was always a Pizza Hut kid, but whenever we did Domino's, I remember liking the wings quite a bit.
Baby.
I remember Pizza Hut wings sucking really bad, but I heard those are good now.
Pizza
Hut's so terrible.
Did you go to Pizza Hut and get your free personal pizza if you read 10 books?
Yeah. Book it. Yeah. I got like 10 of those things, man. I never used them because I wanted a whole pizza.
The only pizza I was like into a personal buffet that was connected to like a KFC or the one that was connected to a Taco Bell. Those are two pizza huts I would go to.
Yeah,
but I don't think they exist.
I always thought that was a weird combination. Like, let's get some fried chicken, breadsticks, and pizza, and some gravy on that too, please.
Or KFC and Taco Bell doing a thing for a minute.
Yep.
And now you see the Wing Street and Pizza Hut.
Yeah, they still got that going on. That's weird. I mean, all it is like their same wings. Yeah, just shitty.
They just they paid someone to create a more colorful sauce.
The Buffalo Wild Wings Express. What's that about?
Okay, it's like a millennial thing. So they go in there and they can just order whatever beer they want, like right off of this strange like TV screen. So they don't have the same experience, like so they don't have like a bar, they don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah, it's pretty much like the self checkout at Cub, except for adults to drink.
It's in Northeast, where like you walk in, you get a card, and you go and pour your own beers.
Yeah, there's one over here too.
Yeah,
I've heard of these things.
And there's like one person in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, Homeboy's been going to that one place, that one Pizza Hut where you can get a. There's like a bar in Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
and he's been doing that.
Taco Bell's like that in New York too. Now.
Oh wow, that's
Isn't
fucked
that
up.
Crazy?
Yeah, he said he had a beer and just felt funny and had to leave. He's like, I had a beer and I went in there and saw they had that shit.
The movie theater that serves beer and food. I went there with my friends.
Those things are all over the place.
If you actually want to watch a movie, don't fucking go to them.
Oh, those are horrible.
They've got to be, because there's just waitresses like everywhere.
And they fuck up your order every time.
Yeah, I know.
I got like three burgers.
Oh, it was really expensive too.
And I only ordered one. And I got eight beers that I didn't order. So, I mean, in that respect, that was pretty worked out pretty well for you.
A little bit fucked up by the time you left.
And I'm like... okay.
Dude, that's how those things always work. There was a place that was notorious for that in my neighborhood when I was a kid that's all failed and gone now. It was called the Cinema Draft House is what it was called. Okay. And it was fantastic because the last time we went, my buddy was working, and he let me in for free, but I fought him on it because I didn't realize what was happening. I was very confused about him sliding me tickets, and I kept trying to give him money, and he kept, like, doing... And anyway, we got in there, and then we ordered food, and he ended up setting us up. We ended up not paying for a thing, and it was awesome because, like... It had been 10 years before that we had been there, and it was just pretty much exactly what you were saying. Like, except we did not get anything like extra. All of our shit kept ending up, like, we watched our pizza in the dark. Man. It was Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
We went and saw Dumb and Dumber, and I saw our pizza go from, and I'm just like, my fucking pizza.
I think I do what any reasonable person does. I go to a movie, I get my popcorn, and I bring in the little minis, and I pour it in my drink. And I don't have to pay $20 for a fucking beer.
God bless you, Mumbles. True American classic.
Movie-style popcorn's the best. So I get my popcorn. I have my little drink.
I bring my flask.
Do you still cut the bottom open for yourself, too? Put the extra hot butter in the cup down. I always save the butter on the side. I bring a Tupperware in, cut the popcorn open, and then make a little moat around it, and then I just pour the hot butter in. Oh!
The person who only goes to the movie theater with my 6-year-old and 2-year-old daughter, I have nothing to contribute to this conversation, but you guys keep talking about sticking your dicks in the popcorn.
I haven't been to a movie in years. I'm single, so.
Oh, man. I go on the cheap one down the street.
Yeah, the Riverview is the shit, man. Yeah. You pay, like, less than $8 for, like, two people to go to a movie and get popcorn.
$2.50, but that's been a while.
$2.50.
Well, with the
popcorn. I need about $3.50.
No, the movies are, like, what is it, like, $2.50 or $3 or something? I don't know. It's just ridiculously cheap.
I go to AMC now, baby. It's recliner. Hardly anybody in there. $5 on Tuesdays.
Which one are you talking about?
Baby, Invergrove.
Oh, yeah.
You go on a Tuesday afternoon?
I've been to that Invergrove. That's a nice movie theater.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You say Invergrove, eh?
Invergrove Heights.
Yeah. It's just south of me. It's like... It's a 5-minute drive to the movie theater. So
where everybody in St. Paul used to go to movies if they were on.
When you say movie theater, do you mean movie theater or do you mean King of Diamonds?
No, I've lived there for like 3 years and I haven't been there.
Don't.
But I used to go there like a
bunch. Oh, I hate that place.
Closed down.
They should. Oh, it's horrible.
I always thought it was funny you had to cross railroad tracks to get to it.
I mean, I've never.
Hero's the best.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, because they stick their pussies in your face.
Yeah.
Right in your face.
I just don't.
Directly in your face.
Yeah, it's unpleasant.
Somebody get this guy a popcorn, huh?
Today, buddy. One with a flashlight, one by hand.
God damn. Jesus Christ.
Did you have the day off or did you work? Okay, well.
Oh, I was going to say, Jesus Christ.
Work out through at work, you know.
It's like fucking shit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Normal bathroom.
I tell you, that's always the best moment is when I always give them their change.
You can really get through ham yet?
No, we kind of just drifted off. I mean, we were pretty much, I think we were kind of kicking it around at that point.
But anyway, like, you got to watch for the difference between a pressed ham and a real ham. Ask the damn people.
Yep.
Real ham. I'm sorry, that was just a great way to go back into it. Anyway, yes, absolutely. Go for the bone in. I feel like if we have to explain what a spiral cut ham is, I feel like the world is failing, because that should pretty much explain itself.
We can't even barely find non-spiral.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think we carry a non-spiral anymore. Like,
do I have to say it? Okay, a spiral cut ham is a ham that's been cut. There, now it's been explained.
But the funny thing is that people still think they need to fucking cook the shit out of their ham.
Right.
That's something that we
should... It's already cooked.
Yeah.
It's fucking cooked.
Unless you buy it from the butcher out of the meat case, and it's raw.
Fresh ham.
If it says... If the word green is in front of the word ham, it is not cooked.
Speaking of which, I do pork pre-order for some fresh hams if you want to have me. 2 weeks.
Mm.
Fresh hams for Easter.
Nope. Nobody ever asked us for a fresh hams. Oh. We could get one in for our
deboning. Yeah. Those are fun to debone.
Alternatively, you could do a bone and ham, lamb, leg of lamb.
That's always popular. Delicious.
Very popular.
I do love me a nice bone and leg of lamb. Bone and leg of lamb. Oh, crackly. We're getting off topic again.
Oh, it's Easter.
Okay.
And they're gonna be on sale.
Oh, we are talking about Easter. You're right. I forgot about that.
Ham, lamb, baby.
I like lamb.
Reason for the season.
You pour butter and lemon over it and then roast it so it's all crackling. Oh, that's good shit. I love lamb.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in my family that eats it, though. So, like, Perfect. Well, you'd say that, but the problem is, like, the only place that has lamb that's not 100% grass-fed is a store where you buy in bulk. So, it's kind of...
We used to buy so much lamb when we had that domestic.
I know. It was great. And now, like, anyway. Well, the thing about it is, like, I'd have to spend $50 to get 16 lamb loin chops. And that's just I don't want to put that much in the freezer. Like, that just doesn't work for me. So, like, unfortunately, I'm kind of like... At the mercy. Every once in a while, the other grocery store by my house will randomly just throw out, like, some shoulder chops. And, like, one time, they had a pack of random Strauss-sealed, green-finished lamb sirloin. Like, it was a .62 package, but it was, like, delicious. It smelled like butt as soon as I opened it up, but, God, once it aired out, it was good. God, it was good.
I love that cryo butt smell.
Yeah, I know. God, it's like smelling like... It's like reminds me of being a kid and opening up Desitin and baby wipes.
Wonder, like, our lamb with that whole prepack line they're pushing in other regions. I gotta wonder what that smells like when you buy it. Have you seen that?
Probably like muscles in the hair.
I haven't seen it.
I would imagine it's something akin to if you take, like... grass and old rags, a little bit of mildew, and then mix it with a fart, and then a little egg.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be about perfect. Well, an egg fart.
Egg fart.
Yeah, egg fart. You know what I mean. I love how you got... God, you get me. God, you get me.
I understand you.
Well, should we talk about plant-based burgers?
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
So we are kind of not sure what the hell happened. What started out as a joke,
I don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah, it's become a moment of debate.
Sure. Like, this originated on April Fool's Day, so I know the dubstep shit is real because that happened the day before. That's fucking shit.
That's
some hilarious.
So that is true.
Oh yeah.
Okay, because after I read the impossible thing, I kind of sat there and I was like, oh man, did I fall for a fucking dubstep April Fool's joke and just totally buy into that? I didn't even look at the date on that, so that makes me feel better.
Oh, there's a Burger King commercial here.
Oh, there's a Burger King commercial on everywhere, somewhere.
Impossible Burger Taste Test.
But they never highlight the best burger, the Rodeo Burger.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Yep. Although I gotta say, the new son of Bacon, or the BK...
Son of Bacon?
No, the BK King, the one that's not the full one. If you they got okay. a smaller one.
So they're testing it. Mm. Is what's going on. This is not being, like, unveiled as, like, a new item.
Oh, okay, so you can't just go order it.
No, it looks like it's in, like, select locations. There are just, like, a few that are testing it out.
White Castle has been doing it for a while.
Right.
And it's supposedly really good. I don't believe it.
I don't fucking believe that.
I don't believe it either.
I had a
veggie burger that I enjoy yet, so whatever. I mean, if you...
Well, that's my...
It's basically right. Just fried vegetable
bush. If you
bush.
Deprive yeah. yourself of satisfaction and enjoyment and joy for long enough... Like, if you don't have sex for, like, 8 years and you don't allow yourself to jack off, somebody's 85-year-old grandma coming along giving you fucking handy, you're going to be like, oh, that's the fucking best. But if you don't eat meat and you eat something that vaguely resembles
you know,
meat, you're going to be like, yeah, that tastes just like fucking hamburger.
I can't believe it.
No, it doesn't at all.
I can't believe it, but what you're saying makes insane sense to me. Like, oh, no. Think about it. A vegetarian probably hasn't been able to eat White Castle since, like, they last ate meat, like, when they were a kid. And all of a sudden, it's like, hey, you can eat White Castle again. It's like, oh, my God. I don't even want to, but shit, I want a slider that... I don't think a lot of them eat the egg. I guess that's vegan, but I just feel like if you're vegetarian, you're... I always feel like if you're vegetarian, you're not really going to McDonald's anyway. You know what I mean? Like, why would... You know, why would you go...
What are you going to do? Get
yeah, like...
I knew one girl in college that was, like, really pathetic and was like, go there. Actually, I knew two. Two girls out of the many people that I hung out with that were obsessed with fast food enough that they would go and get all of the meal with the burger out.
Yeah.
And they all had weight issues, like, bad
That's
issues.
That's back when the burger, when the fries were cooked in beef fat.
Yeah, right. Ooh. So it didn't even matter. So,
yeah.
Those
were something.
You remember that?
Yeah, because it was like they salted them and you'd like see through time as you ate them. Like they would crunch in your esophagus. Yeah. They were
I did not know this either. But all that crap about the like McDonald's Coke is 100% true. They get like totally different Coke sent to them than everybody.
It's
else.
True?
So, yep, it's true.
Oh my God, that explains so much. Different. I didn't think that was true.
There's always different ways.
I didn't think that was true.
They have like a specific way that they expect it to be shipped. Oh. They have a specific syrup that they get, like a concentrate that they get versus other people. They have a specific carbonation way that they put it together that's different than everybody else. Like they have literally created
and I'm
a
gonna,
crack Coke.
Well, the thing about it is I'm going to go on the record right now and say, actually, I think their fucking Coke products are about the worst in the world except for the Dew. The Dew that they have is fantastic. But I think they're the worst Diet Coke and the worst Coke I've ever had.
I don't know. I don't like... I honestly, I don't really... I'm not super into, like, fast food, like, Coca-Cola, like, whatever. Those, like, those fountain drinks aren't really, like, why I'm at the dumb fast food place. But I hear it all the time. Just this, like, you think that? You think McDonald's Coke's better? Like, I mean, oh, yeah. Martin used to talk about that all the time. Like, fast food, McDonald's, fast food.
I think there's a little more syrup in it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
There's
it's a lot richer tasting.
About
less carbonation, though.
Fountain soda. I have never liked ice in my
Yeah, soda. And they're usually just full of it.
And, I feel like the first sip is the only one that tastes like the actual soda.
Right.
And then it's fucking water. So I never order soda when I go.
I always want ice if
so
I don't.
You always go a la carte, huh?
Oh yeah.
You do, that's always. Right. I gotta go meal and then a la carte. I do both.
I do not enjoy wasting money on a
number
fucking
one
shitty soda.
Oh, I will all day long. I gotta have the ice in there because I'm also already have like probably 4 Diet Cokes on me that I'm going to be adding to it. So, like, I'll drink... Like, I drink it down until it stops tasting like Diet Coke, which is about halfway, and then I crack another one and pour it in and then slam it down, and then I do that for about 5 or 6 more times till the ice is gone, and then it tastes really gross. But, yeah, no, I got to have the ice. I just don't like the pellets.
Oh, I love the pellets. Really?
Yeah, the pellets melt too fast, and it waters down your pop, and then all of a sudden, bam, no carbonation.
I like to chew my ice.
But,
oh God! You're one of those savages.
It's nice to chew.
Well, like
making mouth noises.
I always feel like the McDonald's pop to me tastes like iced tea that's been sugared and then lightly carbonated. it tastes like gutter leaves, like just gutter leaves. But it's better than Burger King Coke. Burger King Coke is awful too.
It used to be good. Burger King sodas used to be.
Burger King's still got a good pepper. They still got a good, or they go Pib depending on the one you go to. I get Pib.
I feel like. Since they went to this, like, we are, like, the candy, like, we put candy in everything.
Yeah, I know.
Like, whatever, just, like,
But this like this isn't
like Nestle
this also though
they do Burger King.
This
know?
Isn't their first time getting on the diet train. If you guys remember, they used to do the Whopper wrapped in lettuce when Atkins came out.
Well, my favorite part is that it'll be right next to like the Cheeto covered.
Yeah,
thing, you know, like the Cheeto dust fucking
Mac wings. I'm sorry, I believe it was macaroni and cheese bites coated with the Cheetos breading.
Right. Yeah.
Horrible, but. Horrible. I will say though, their Cheetos chicken fries were so good. They came in spicy, guys. They came in spicy. Spicy chicken Cheetos fries.
Spicy Frito taco. But Fritos are in the taco.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Can't believe it took them so long to even get Dorito chip shells or whatever. But still, the one thing though is there was a local restaurant that tried doing Cap'n Crunch breaded chicken tenders. Not successful in my book. Too frickin' sweet, like terrible. Corn. Like, it's like cream corn on your chicken.
Oh, gross.
But I don't think, does...
What was that day, at work that, who was talking, was it W that was talking about the place smelling like cream corn? Or
that's me.
You guys both think that
it's no one's, he's like, what, okay.
Cream corn banned at our store.
I don't know if he's...
upstairs and cooking cream corn.
Dude, I don't know if he might be the only one that thinks I'm not crazy, but he might also just be patronizing me.
I haven't seen it.
No, every fourth day I work, I go up, and it's just like, who is fucking nuking cream corn up here?
Corn banned, dude.
What?
No, but my mom ate a lot of canned cream corn when I was.
It's got to be green beans.
Usually, canned cream corn is fucking.
It's really something.
Actually, no.
Just corn.
We don't make cream
sweet corn.
And
delicious. We don't really do a veggie on Easter. We just do ham buns and chips.
Green beans, great.
Is usually our Easter and potato salad.
Anything is just not right.
It's not right. It's pretty good.
I don't like it. It smells horrible to me. It smells like fake. Like if fake. It had a smell in a dictionary that was smells, it would be cream corn. Like, what is that smell?
We also have
what is this? Tell me, what is it?
Yeah,
we pretty much do everything with it.
He's corn people.
Well, I know, and he's beautiful for it, but I.
Easter, what is it? Scallop potato?
I don't think you should cream any vegetable, though.
Salad.
Well, I agree with Nils. I think that if it's homemade, it's okay.
Sometimes sweet potatoes, right? Green beans.
I don't even like cream, but
like cream spinach. What is that? That just looks like a hot dip.
Cream spinach? Oh, that's fucking good, baby.
Oh.
Especially, steak.
That's good steakhouse food. Some really bad.
Cream spinach?
Or like
grits. Right, it's good.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to come up with an off the wall one that I've never heard of. Creamed beets. Would you do creamed beets?
No, that'd be fucked up.
If they were like a beet salad?
If they were golden beets, I would.
Beet
I don't
salad.
Like the fucking red beets.
Well, there's more.
Like a creamy beet salad.
Those things, they taste like.
Golden beets with cream.
Like if you were to soak a sponge in Kool-Aid that didn't have enough sugar.
Golden beets are sweeter. Have you had them before?
No, I stay away from them. I'm still learning roots. I've only started. I cook parsnips now.
Try the golden beets.
Oh. Parsnips to golden
I like
beets
them.
Is pretty good.
Oh, is that that's a
pretty good?
That's a jump. I could do that. I don't like the squash. That's too sweet. That's for sure.
Mm. Well, yeah, you might not like golden beets. They're pretty sweet.
I like golden showers sometimes.
Yeah, you and our president.
Then I beat with the golden shower. But...
I found out like if it was like on the receiving end of those. I really hope he was on the receiving end of those things.
Most likely.
Yeah, I thought his hair is so nice.
I mean, especially when you got a...
I don't think he really... I don't think he knows what it is. I think he actually, like, probably had something stupid where, like, he actually had the water colored gold in the shower. Like, I think he's an idiot. I think that's what he thought a golden shower is. Yeah.
Remember his own birthday.
Heard a great joke from Jimmy Carr the other day. Little did President Trump know when he took office. That's a great joke. I thought that was a great joke. I thought it was fabulous.
This is all we got, isn't it, Cookie? We reached the end of our podcast.
I have one last thing, and this is what I was up till last night. I wanted to redo the Chuck Tender because I knew I could do better, and I was kind of glad that it got erased because.
I don't even remember why you thought it was so bad.
Though. It was well. I'm my own worst critic, but it just the first part started out good, and then I raced to finish it, and then this time I got a solid one, and I got the thing. So I got that. So we got Chuck Tender Custom Cutter, brought to you by Big Eagle Spreads. From cheese to butter, if you have bread, our aim's to cover. Spread Eagle. I like that one.
Thanks for recording, Mills.
Chuck Tender Custom Cutter. I cut meat. Feels like I've done it my whole life. In every corner store and box chain this stinking city has to offer. And I've cut it all for all. But on a night like this, I'm haunted by a particular cut. The cut of a red dress. Lucky for you, I feel like talking. So sit back and hear the case of the lady at the case. I went for a swim at... Oh, Jesus Christ. It was 9:15 on a Tuesday night. I was working in a 15-foot case with a 30-foot upright at a box chain store. I was spraying the shit out of my shoes and singing the Spice Girls when she walked up. She was 6'4", fish-lipped, moose-eyed, and had a bright red dress. She moved with a clip-clop stride that screamed, "Look at me! I have legs that function." I took a swim in her pupils as she squinted down and scanned my meat, each milky gray waterlogged cut reflecting back in her dull, yolky pupils. I could tell she was an asshole. I'm sorry.
Can you repeat that line?
What was the last one?
Just for Nelson and I, so we can really understand what you're talking about?
Each milky gray waterlogged cut reflecting back in her dull, yolky pupils.
Oh, I thought it was a Japanese word.
Yeah, no, that was way less bad than I thought it was.
Oh, she's hot.
I could tell she was an asshole when I noticed that she had a Cleopatra 2525 collectible lunchbox with an Evan Ensign sticker affixed to it. This is going to be rough, I thought. It was at this point I realized she had been talking for a whole minute. She must have asked me a question because her brow was furrowed and her head was tilted at an angle, gaze firmly set upon me. My years of training and experience kicked in. I strode casually over to the counter. I calmly put on a pair of fresh gloves, looked her in the eye and said, "What?" Just then, one of the 15 girls I have a crush on walked by. Martha. Oh, Martha, you crooked little beast. Crap, I missed the question. She was staring at me again. I knew her confidence in me and the whole department was on the line, and it all depended on my next action. I slowly took off my gloves, took a deep breath, and said, "No, I don't know. Can't you just buy from the wall?" After a moment's pause, she turned, walked to the upright, and took a peck of chicken breast. Chuck Tender wins again. Stay level, tenderloins. Level and sharp. Dun, dun, dun. That's it.
Awesome. Much happier with that one.
I had to do the Canadian thing.
Are you Matt B during this thing?
That's my Canadian voice. That's like what I try and do whenever I'm trying. Like, so I didn't use any of the Canadian vowels, but that's my like detective radio voice from like those old radio shows. I feel like those guys always talk really fast and like, I don't know, sly and slick.
Well, it's been a while since we did an episode. Ironically, our last episode was our most popular. So we're actually starting to build some momentum before.
Yeah.
But that's about typical for us. You can find us on Twitter at We Are Lampians. That's probably about the only place you're ever going to see any activity anymore anyway. And we do have a Gmail account and a Facebook. And we have a YouTube channel too that we will post this awesome poem or story.
We have 172 cookie likes.
I should say Facebook. Meat haiku. I'm sorry we didn't have a goat song this week. We will have our crap together by the next episode. We will never go without a goat song again. And Cookie and I still have to figure out how we're going to do the song episode because we got so much work to do. We were talking the other day about how we have to like get together and rehearse because we have so many old songs we have to try to remember how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to have an episode where we just do the songs.
It's going to be good.
Play the triangle.
Yeah.
Only once.
Ding, ding.
But you can play the cowbell the whole time.
More cowbell,
right? Actually, the cowbell would be excellent. We'd get you a tambourine, too.
Yes. Dude, we wouldn't be able to hear anything. It would be so awesome. Like, it would just be this whole episode of just like a fucking cowbell.
That would actually sound like the beep bop. I would like that.
Boop bop.
That was cool. Sounded like techno music. Sad clown shit, you know?
EDM, baby.
Bondage it.
Later.
Thank God.
are the Lampions, cutting and chopping your meat. We are the Lampions, cutting your chicken and sheep. We are the Lampions, cutting and chopping your beef. We are the Lampions, cutting and chopping your meat.